all my niggas hit that zip, and all my ladies mount that bitch. My jam, this my jam, this my jam, this my jam. About that jam, about that jam, about that jam, about that jam. This my jam, this my jam, this my jam, this my jam.
Welcome back to Behind the Cage. We apologize for missing the last, is it week or two weeks now? Because this is going to be the second week without an episode this current week.
Yeah.
And I don't want to point any fingers per se, but your fault.
No, that's
and your lack
fault.
Of commitment to fault. Us. No, just be honest. It's because...
I can't believe you just called me out like this.
I didn't point any fingers. You pointed the finger.
No, first of all, so you can't call me like this because you asked me after a week was already gone the first time.
The first time?
Yes. You were like, hey, you want to film an episode? Yeah, last time.
I said
well,
tomorrow.
It was first and last.
No, so last week, it's Wednesday night. We're sitting there. What are we doing? Probably eating ice cream, I'd imagine, right?
Probably. Or beans.
Probably. Both. Shout out to our bean commercial. If you haven't seen it, go check my last vlog or my Instagram, beans. And I said, yo, we got to film Behind the Cage tomorrow. There's not going to be an episode Monday. And you were like.
Well, not that week. No, no.
This is last week. This is last
week. This is last week, but we already missed the week.
Yeah, we missed the week.
Okay.
But I don't even remember 2 weeks ago, so I don't remember why we missed it.
I can't even remember what happened yesterday, honestly.
Yeah. I forget why.
I don't know why.
I think it was because we were on the road and we were, yeah, that's what it was.
Where?
No. Yeah. No, yeah. We were on the road. So we got back and it was just, it was a little inconvenient. We didn't have a lot of time to do it.
And also, I had an injury, right? So I couldn't.
Okay. Yes, that's valid.
I couldn't like
that's
sit valid. Still because it like kind of hurt my.
It stings.
Shoulder.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
those
a stinger.
Shoulders, man.
Dude, they're the worst. Mm-hmm. But. Then you came to me Saturday after the game, I think, and you were like, hey, we can film a podcast tomorrow if you want. I'm like, dude, Sundays, you know?
Yeah. It's, you see, I feel
it's
like
a tough
Sundays,
day.
Those are good but bad days, and it depends. It actually depends. It depends what we did the night before. It depends... how we feel. It depends when we wake up.
We
it
like
depends our what our plans are. Maybe do some homework for Monday. Like we don't really do it anyway, so it's really rare.
I'm supposed
but,
to.
Yeah. It's really rare, but at the same time, it could happen.
It could, right?
So I don't know, man.
We're likely always going to be sleeping till like 1 to 2 because we're either coming home
probably.
On the road,
yeah,
and we're going to bed at. I don't know, whatever, when we get home, or we're just staying up late because it's Saturday night.
Yeah.
And we have off Sunday, we sleep in. Then homework's an option too.
Yeah.
It's all
homework is always an option. Exams are not optional.
Yeah, those aren't optional. We should probably get, I should get going on my classes because 317, the English one, apparently you're in it as well. I didn't know that until like 2 days ago. But we're in different classes. I haven't started it yet.
Well, you're.
I'm
online class.
3
right?
weeks behind. The teacher emailed me today.
Say what?
Hold on, let me see. I actually didn't really read it.
You might fail.
Yeah, hold on. Let's see. She goes, hello, Patrick. She called me Patrick,
what?
First of all. My name is like Pat on all the things, too. So that's weird. Well, it's not like my literal name is Patrick, of course.
Yeah.
But she said, I'd like to check in with you about your English 317 course. I'm updating the gradebook today, and I've seen you've missed most of the assignments so far. It's week 3. I'm concerned that you're quite behind. Is there anything I can do to help you, Professor Howard? She just doesn't know me. You know, she's confused. She doesn't get me.
She's confused.
She doesn't get me yet.
Like, I don't like professors like that. You know what I mean? Like,
leave me alone.
Listen, leave me alone until last week of school. Then we can
exactly.
Talk, you know?
Don't talk to me. We're not friends. But that's nice of her. How kind of her to reach out to me and be concerned. She was super nice. Super nice. But don't. It's not needed.
True.
It's like that time... coach, like we got a new what is Kristen's title, would you say, like our academic support thing? But she's new. The last 3 years we had Chrissy, so yeah. she became familiar with my style of school. Start very slow, don't do the work, and the first test you get a 67, you kind of feel it out how it's going to be, what type of questions, and then you kill the next couple tests. She didn't know.
By killing, you're saying like 73.
75s, yeah.
75.
Sometimes 80s, though. Because no, I usually get like 80s because it brings it to a C. It's a whole thing. I have a system. It's a, I'll go into further detail in another
time. You should probably have, you know how you have like workout plans? You should have like plans.
How to get through college.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I think you would succeed on it.
I think people would be interested. How to get through college as a Division I athlete. That's a good video.
No, 100%, dude. And like if I didn't... If I was in your position, I would definitely do it and see because there's a lot of people that need help.
It's a good one.
Help either you know like, you know, you either learn hard or you learn smart, and smart is your case.
You're the motivational one today.
You, today.
Hold on. Say that again.
Learn hard, or you learn smart. Rolling my eyes at you. What the?
Yeah, because I caught you rolling your eyes at me in the last video when I didn't friggin' know. I got Dinger's big body in here, so I couldn't see during.
He was in front of us. Yeah, but.
Well, like as I was saying, though, Kristen didn't know that was my strategy and the way I am. So she told Red she was concerned about a class I was in. He approached me and I explained to him she doesn't know me yet, you know, the way that I work. And he, what?
No. Continue, because I just realized something. No. It's not nothing about.
That's okay. It's the light.
What the fuck was that?
It's the light, but it happened to fall at the same time the heat shut off. And it was so weird.
No, wait. What happened just?
So I opened this today because it was weird sound. The light kind of snapped off inside. Remember how the plastic's been smelling?
Yeah.
Because it's against the bottom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
oh, shit.
Should I try to stretch? It's snapped off, but I kind of maneuvered it so it stood, but I don't think it's going to stay.
It's fine for now.
We'll just hope for the best there. Yeah. That was a weird timing.
I legit, like...
That was so weird.
If I didn't know, it would look like a person that's not here just grabbed it and, like, shook it or like...
Right when the...
Or hit it.
Right when the heat shut off.
Do you believe in ghosts or no?
Now, I do. Yeah, I didn't before, but now for sure.
Same, dude, same. We should probably watch documentaries about ghosts.
We should go ghost
probably
hunting.
Get into something, you know? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there are
Maybe it's a new thing.
Yeah. Well, I hope she's a girl anyway.
You hope your ghost is a girl?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't want to discriminate or anything. I don't care if my ghost is a man. You know,
true. It depends what ghost you want in your life.
Well, what is the ghost going to be doing, really? Seeing you in different situations?
Well, I feel like that's kind of the, you see, I don't know, probably I wouldn't be really shy, because honestly I don't see it.
Yeah,
but you know,
we'll go with it.
Yeah,
we don't see that,
but I get weird at times, I would get, you know? And I would be like, shit, I hope ghost is not watching me, where he probably is sitting on the freaking this little desk and just watching us do some weird shit.
You ever walking around your room like naked, maybe doing something weird, not doing something weird, and then you kind of look over and you forget? Well, no, because you live against the woods, so I do this.
Well, okay,
I look over and I realize that the shade is up and it's nighttime, and I look outside and I'm naked and I'm like, oh no, because like it had been, what, a good 10, 20 minutes, and who the hell knows who's walking by looking at me naked?
Yeah, no, but it's actually good you said, you started talking about this, because I still get paranoid, because woods, deer,
could be staring at you, yeah.
They would be like...
And they bite. Squirrels coming for your nuts?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you. It's concerning. Okay, obviously, like, when we talk about, like, human staring, okay, whatever. But, dude, like, at the same time, like, man, like...
Also insecurities.
Baby squirrels, like they're too young for this shit, you know?
Exactly. You don't want them to see it.
Baby deer, the poor, like, thing. Baby deer is like, mommy, like, what is this? That? You know, like...
And then, to add to it, the insecurities, because, obviously, ours isn't as big as a deer's, or a moose, or a bear's, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's like, they're laughing at us out there in the woods.
I know.
Like, look at these little humans with their tiny little things.
Like squirrels.
Yeah. Squirrels, we can laugh at them.
Yeah, probably.
We're up here.
I know.
Laughing at
them. Some can't. Anyhow, what do we get? Go here. Kristen.
Yeah. Oh, because Coach came to me and I explained, and he was like, what do you mean? So you tell me you don't try in school until halfway through the semester. And I explained to him, no, so I'm not trying. I'm going into the test and I have to feel it out. What's the style? Is it multiple choice? What kind of questions are there? Are they in the notes? Are they on the slideshows? You know what I mean? I don't know this stuff yet. So I go in and I don't study it all, even a little bit. I'll pull like a 67, usually just kind of somehow, some way.
Dude, 67 is still really good.
Solid. The surprising part of this was Coach was like, it's actually a good explanation. And like respected it. I was like, oh, thanks. Like, so
I don't know. I feel like he respects everything you say.
You think?
Well, like, yes, I think. I think so.
I don't know.
Because when you talk to him after, he respects it, you know? I don't know. It's weird that you say it, but like every time, like when I talk to you and when you say you talk to him, I feel like he respects your opinion. And also he might respect your strategy of school because, dude, how can you not respect
it? It's new.
It's new. It's how you get degrees, basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And him being a teacher, he was a teacher before a coach. Yeah. He's probably like, interesting strategy. If I was to go back in time and teach again, I could show that strategy to kids.
Yeah.
So teachers out there, learn from me. This is the way we do it.
We just learn from each other.
We're always learning.
You know what I realized?
What's that?
When Coach came and said, you are...
Those mean things today?
But the last mean thing before we left. What was he saying?
Was this... Oh, so he called you SFB.
SFB? Yeah, SFB. So, yes, he called me SFB, but you know why he called me SFB?
What's that?
Because there was somebody that told him that I have incomplete grade without knowing what is happening. Mm-hmm. So, like, I really hate when Coach really comes talks to me about school because, like, as you say, I have everything under control. Like, don't worry. Like, everything is fine.
It's fine.
And, like, I have this incomplete grade from last year because I went to Florida.
Of course, you needed to get some sun.
I couldn't take exams. And well, one exam, actually. And he was like, hey, you still have incomplete grade. And like I felt like he was a little mad at me. But at the same time, hey, listen.
He was. This
is 1 or 2 weeks in semester. Incomplete grade can last up to the whole semester until you actually complete it, right? Yeah. And I have already scheduled the completion of this incomplete grade on Monday.
Yes.
And he didn't know that, so he just went straight for
my neck, and I
didn't really like it. But someone told him that, and guess who? Yes,
that's probably her. But what do we call people that do that behind your back? Snakes in the grass.
Yeah, there's a lot of
there's tons of snakes in the grass out there,
and there are different snakes. There's anacondas, pythons,
many different sizes, speeds.
Yeah, speeds.
Some are slower, some are quicker. You don't see them coming; they're in and out like that. Exactly. Snappy,
exactly.
Quick, light and snappy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. They're like maybe deeper in the grass, maybe a little higher, chilling.
Some
there are some snakes that are not in the grass, and even though they are snakes. They are like
they're right in the light. Like,
yes, but at least they don't hide it. You know,
they're because pretty they're open not about being a snake.
Yeah,
and like everyone knows.
And that's respectful.
Snake.
That's respectful.
It's more respectable.
Yeah,
than
because when you walk, you see it, and you're like, oh, okay. You know what? I'm not gonna bother you.
You know who you are.
Yeah,
you know who you are. you're like we're out here trying to find ourselves. You know, they found themselves. They don't care. They're a snake, and it's more honorable than pretending you're not.
No, exactly, and that's why snakes out of the grass are more respectful.
Yeah.
Oh, another actually one quote from the guy, he was familiar with animals, Steve Irving maybe. He was the crocodile dude. Yeah, the crocodile dude, crocodile hunter. Well, he was everything.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I can't remember, but his name was Steve. Pretty sure. And he died actually because he got stabbed by
poisonous.
What was it? No,
snake?
it was a snake. Unfortunately, it was a snake. It was actually I think it was a fish, like a big fish. But anyhow, So he said crocodiles are easier than humans because crocodiles don't pretend to be your friends. They actually wanna show you that they wanna eat you. But we're humans, they're some humans, not all of them. Hopefully you're not a snake.
Don't be a snake.
But snakes, they are just chilling, and then they just
bite. They pretend. Bite. Dude, that's a good quote by him.
Yeah.
That's why he liked animals so much.
Well, yeah, because crocodiles don't pretend. They will just do it. But
is he out there alone, doing this thing?
Well,
like,
he's dead now.
Well, when he was he just?
It was him and cameraman. But it was just two of them. And,
for how long periods of time?
Oh, dude, he made so much money. He made
a lot of money.
A lot of money, and it was like 20 years or 25 years of he just went to jungles or everywhere, and he. Dude, I don't know how you do it because he knew every single animal. Susie, come on,
Damn it, Susie.
Anyway, so he went. He knew every animal. He knew how to act with the animal, and I don't know. It's weird because when I was a kid, at night. When I couldn't sleep around back then it was like 10 p.m. Yeah. I actually watched Discovery, National Geographic.
Yeah, that was a good Geography. A good channel.
And I saw him every time. So
I don't want to make assumptions about this guy that I don't know, but do you think it's hypothetical situation? Anyway. Yeah, he ate snakes. You're out there in the wild jungle months at a time. A man has his needs, right? You know what I mean? I'm not making assumptions.
Yeah, he peed and
do you do you think that he had more intimate relationship with the animals than maybe other people would have? Like that was maybe wasn't on camera.
You see, Pat, I never thought of that. I can't really tell.
It was either them or the camera guy, so who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, that's a great topic for different episodes, I feel like.
Yeah. We'll dive deeper into that as he dove deeper into them, you know?
Yeah.
So, enough of that talk.
Yeah.
God, where the mind goes, you never know.
First of all, these topics were really weird. We started
I respect
weird,
that, though.
But at the same time, it came from something that we both hate. And snakes.
I like getting weird. I like the randomness. It's just random conversation.
Let's get a set of hockey for a bit, right? Yes. I know it's behind the cage, but behind the cage you still see snakes.
The metaphor. It's not really a metaphor. Maybe it is a metaphor, but exactly. it's a comparison without using as or like. There we go.
Yeah. How did you know that, by the way?
Yeah, I don't know. So I did learn. But something. The meaning of behind the cage is like what's truly like behind the cage, which would be our brain, our head. What goes on in our life outside of hockey? Obviously, we talk about hockey. That's part of who we are, but it's who we are beyond just the outside. You know what I mean? It's like a deeper meaning.
Exactly.
So I like that we have these random conversations. This is perfect. It's perfect.
I like it.
But let's dive into some hockey, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't we? I have a few things I would like to touch on. First, our team right now, the way we've been playing, we are on a little 4-game heater. We're doing okay right now, but we were out of the playoffs. Now we're in, but we are in a 3-way tie, and there's people. The first place is 2 points ahead of us, and ninth place is 2 points behind us, right?
Yeah.
So it's very, very tight.
No, I feel like we're all tight.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like Hockey East is, from at least last year, we had only two or three teams in top 16. Now we actually have six teams, I think, in top 16.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel like the league overall is doing really good.
It's a good league, man.
And we're just getting better, you know. And teams like us that people at first didn't believe in.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually nobody believed in us.
Yeah.
And now, we're showing the world, hey, like, don't forget about us, don't sleep on us.
We can dabble.
Exactly. So I think we're doing well for now, but, you know, I don't want to talk about future. I don't like, you know, jinxing, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit superstitious about it.
Which is interesting. The hockey world, like, culture, very humble, very, like, not cocky, like, at all.
Not MMA, yeah.
Yeah, like, MMA, basketball, I mean, they predict, like, things about themselves, and they'll be like, I'm going to be in the NBA soon. Conor McGregor, I'm going to be in the UFC soon. It's interesting if we did that, it would come off as cocky.
No, exactly. And that's why, I don't know, it's just like, I feel like there is a good line between cockiness and confidence. It's
fine line. Yeah.
There is a fine line. And if you overstep it, then you are like cocky. But you can be confident. But in this case, I'm not trying to not be confident, but I'm trying to, you know, have the same mindset and just work, you know, work hard day in and day out and see the results at the end, because it doesn't matter what I say, you know, because at the end of the day, it depends on results. Yes. So if I say, oh my God, we're so good, we're this, and we don't do anything, it sucks. So I think we're doing good right now, but we can definitely do so much better.
Yes.
And hopefully we will.
We have a big chance here to end strong. We did beat BC twice, and that was a that was a fun little ripper.
That was maybe like a little turnaround, right?
Hopefully, because
if we didn't beat them, we would be like a mediocre team in the country, I guess.
Yeah.
And now we beat them. We found our confidence. Pache scored a freaking overtime winner. Then Slash gets sick somehow. Yeah. Oh, actually, we should probably talk about this.
Should I talk about that? Yeah. I did discuss it on the radio show.
I don't think your viewers watch radio show. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, no, not, right. not, no right. offense to your viewers, but no, offense to
them. The radio show. Yeah. The parents watch it, apparently, because they all came up to me about it. I was like, what the? I didn't think you guys watched this. Yeah, it was kind of weird. I had a goal. And so we have... It's overtime, game two. Timmy brings it to the middle, slides it over.
Didn't you break a stick before that too?
You want to backtrack?
Sure.
Let's backtrack. Okay. Fine. We'll talk about that because maybe the people were actually at the game.
I think
I got
people
a few
are,
DMs and oh, really? Like comments. They're like, I saw you at the game.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I know that you just didn't like that stick at all. And sometimes you just want to, if you want to change up a stick and you don't like this one, just might as well just break
stick,
it. Right?
Stick was talking shit.
I'm telling you.
Sometimes when people or the stick is talking shit, you got to hit them. And that's what I did. So the stick was talking some shit to me. It pissed me off. It come out in the second, grinding gears. Stick talks a little more shit to me. I get put in the box for too many men. The stick put me in the box for too many men. And then I get out. Stick's still talking all this dirt. I'm mad at the stick. I come over to the bench and snap it in right in half. Apparently it shot up near Ritzy. My bad, Ritzy. Like, I didn't mean for that to happen. They gave me a little penalty.
Speaking of Ritzy, hopefully he comes back. We need him for playoffs.
Yes, equipment manager. Yep. Injury. I did... This was I haven't had a moment like that in a while where like I've gotten like mad enough to do that. I used to have moments like that in high school. I had a bit of a little temper, you know. Yeah. Just a lot of testosterone as a kid, you know what I mean?
You still got it. You know?
I it's still like, got it.
Like the matureness kind of helps you not release it too quick.
I believe I grew a lot as a person, so I'm not like I don't have that need or overreaction type thing anymore, but whatever was happening, I won't go into too much detail, pushed me over the limit in the game, and I kind of just lost it for a little bit.
Oh, you also hit the goal.
Dude, so I actually Spencer Knight, so like
Who else is gonna say, hey,
who?
This guy is going to the show. I hit him.
No, I want to explain this one. So I came out of the box after the stick thing. Actually, this is a funny story. Okay. So. Oh, that's okay. I hope so. Yeah. Well, whatever. I want to explain this. So I got the penalty and went to the box, and I'm fuming. I'm like, team's yelling. I'm like, yeah. And this kid, like, I think he must have been like an assistant equipment manager, like team manager or something. He was a student guy who worked for their team, and he's in the box, and he starts going like this to me because he's next to the box, I should say. He's like Pierre Maguire. He's in between the glass, and he's going like this to me, and I'm already like fuming. So I'm like, I'm not really thinking about what I'm doing. So I run up to the glass, and I'm like, what the f-? I don't want to swear too much, but I'm like, what the F? Like, what the fuck did you just say to me? And I like punched the glass next to his face, and it was weak glass, so it like banged off his head a little. And he was like, kind of got like a little nervous. And I might have said something along the lines of like, this door is open, you're not safe out there, to him. And then I, you know, shut the door politely. I'm polite. I'm nice. That, my bad, you know, like, sorry to the kid. But like,
dude, I wish I saw it, because I'm pretty sure like 99% of people didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Imagine you just legit open the door and the guy's like shitting his pants. Like,
yeah. And
but that guy was a prick. So
he's talking shit, and I wasn't in the mood for it. He caught me in the wrong mood, so I yelled at him a little. I then go back on the ice, and I make a big hit, which I thought was clean. They call me for boarding penalty. I go right back in the box. I was like, what the hell? Oh, so God. I'm getting even more mad now because I just got a bad call.
And first penalty wasn't even yours.
It wasn't me. Yeah. And then I came out of the box, and then my next shift, the puck gets flipped out into the center ice, and I shoot. That was weird. I shoot out into center ice, and I'm buzzing. So I'm beating the D. I'm going to get to the puck, but the goalie comes out of the net. And so I'm like in a little angry mood. So I start skating towards him. And honest to God, so my intention here was, oh, I'm going to scare him, and he's going to back away because he sees me trucking.
Yeah.
So I'm flying at him. I'm like, and I screamed, I think. I was like, ah, to like startle him. And I think he thought I was bluffing, which I thought I was too. So as I got really close to him, I like tried to stop and like scare him, like stop quick.
Yeah.
But I was going so, I had way too much speed that I tried to stop, but I hit him and he went down.
It was a big open ice hit, by the way.
And I was like, fuck, gotta just roll with the shots. Like I did it, whatever. And I start skating back, and I'm like, oh, I'm going right back in the box. I'm like, fuck. They didn't call this one though.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really weird, because after that, we all on the bench, like, I looked at someone and I was like, God damn it.
I was another penalty. Shit,
We already had like 10 penalties that game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God damn it, we're killing again. And I look up and I was like, you know what? This is the only call I agree with refs. You killed the goalie. Everyone was screaming and you were fine with it.
Yeah. I shouldn't have done that. I honestly didn't mean to, but I just wasn't thinking clearly, because like I went in hot and I made good contact. That I was, if he happens to be watching this, you know, behind the cage, he comes and he's like, this fucking douchebag hit me, let me see what he has to say. I'm sorry. It's my bad. Yeah. I didn't. Wasn't my intention.
Yeah.
But I did.
You're a good kid. Nothing against you. It was just.
For real, that's my bad. That happened, and then this team wanted me dead. And all the fans wanted me dead, like, because obviously I just hit the goalie. Everyone in this, I was making villains. I was making enemies. I was the villain. The goal happened where Tim shot a pass over to me, and it was a little ahead, so I skated into the corner. And as the kid's going for the puck, I give his stick a whack, and his stick went flying. Super, super clean, as I said before. But then the puck went over to Tim, and he went back to me, and we scored. So their team thought it was a penalty. just be stronger on your stick, you know. Work on your grip strength in the gym, maybe do some curls. But
yeah, that's one of the reasons we do curls.
Exactly.
Just
exactly.
Make sure your stick is
it's all top hand. Yeah, sometimes you forget maybe his top hand isn't his strong hand, and it's
yeah, maybe.
Like
I don't know, but mine isn't either. But yeah, it was a little I don't know. You know, for viewers to decide if it was a penalty or not.
I'll show the clip.
Yep.
I'll show the clip.
But for everybody else, we won.
Yeah.
And we got sweep because of your strong play.
Yes.
My firm and every single
stick check.
Every single thing that you did that game led you to scoring that OT winner, which was obviously huge. So.
Yeah, that was that was fun. You had a big play the night before. You had the assist on the game winner. That was good.
Yeah, it was exactly similar the same. Goal. Yeah. Similar goal
without the firm stick check.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, I didn't stick check somehow. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, no, we did this similar goals, and I mean, it is what it is, and hopefully
times.
We continue that way. I mean, not hitting goalies.
Yeah,
and shit, because
no, that, don't hit goalies. Time. That's not the move. I'm not promoting that. That was stupid. I was going a little wild. Don't do that.
Should we try this?
Oh yes, let's go into sponsors. Yes, okay. I have them all.
Is this a sponsor?
We don't know yet. They want to be, but we don't know if we want them to be. Water, hydration. You don't have your water today.
Yes, I completely forgot.
Oh shit! Oh no! What if you get parched?
I don't know. Well, okay. It's. I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because they are still our sponsor. The water is still my sponsor. It's
cheers.
Just not here for today.
So. Cheers to tears. Electrolytes in a bottle. Blue. Just put any type of electrolyte in a bottle. Rip the label off, and you have Shea Raid. That's S-H-E-A, Raid. Shea Raid. Shea Hydrated. The new slogan, Shea Hydrated. Merch coming soon.
Ooh, yeah. True.
Soon.
Yes.
I'm talking to a couple people. Well, we're, it's in the works. Yeah. Shea Hydrated.
And no official announcements yet?
No.
Can't have it?
No official
announcements. But soon. Trust me.
Oh, Clementine's. You can eat this whenever.
Oh, thank
I brought
you.
One for you. Yeah, yes. Yeah, for sure.
Was this from like 2 weeks before?
No, these are fresh.
Oh, okay.
The other day. Yeah. So we were chilling.
Driving?
Oh, this is at the same point. Yeah, yeah. So we were driving and a strange man or woman, I don't want to assume gender, came up to us and offered us these yellow looking drinks, and they were like, it looked like ginger ale. I thought it was ginger ale at first.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's nice of them to give us some ginger ale. But then as it turns out, it's like, I see that it says zero alcohol on it. I'm like, why would it have to say that?
Yes.
So, oh, it's something to do with a beer. It's zero carbs, zero alcohol, zero calories, and it's a hop. Like the, I don't know how the beer making works exactly. I'm not huge into that, but this is, it's essentially watered beer flavored water with like without the alcohol.
We'll see when we try it.
And we said we'd try it. You didn't get the can opener, did you?
And that's why you need
the bean opener
2000. First of all, this bean opener, if you haven't watched his vlog,
he's a new sponsor as well.
Yeah, go check it out. But bean opener, it can do so many things, not only just open bean cans.
Uh-huh. Many
things. It can open bottles like these too.
Non-alcoholic
beverages.
Oh. You're a skilled man. You're good with your hands. So, are we going to give... We're going to give a very honest opinion of this.
Yeah.
I'm a little scared.
Really?
Because I don't know what it's going to taste like. I don't have high expectations for this.
Yeah.
He said it was good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, we'll try.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. not that bad.
No, it's not. It tastes like beer.
A little bit, yeah. Like beer without alcohol. Mm-hmm. Tastes like something I've had before. Maybe a beer? No. I don't know, but it's not that bad. I don't think I would drink it for, like, enjoyment.
No, definitely not.
Like, if you're on a podcast and you forget your water, sure, right? In your little parched?
I guess so, but I still have, like, at least 20 more drinks before I choose this one.
Yeah, like, yeah. Many. At least. I don't think I'll ever drink this again.
Yeah.
I'll get back to this person and say, it was okay.
No, it's not bad. It's not bad. I just don't see...
There's no enjoyment.
I don't see enjoyment. And as well as I don't see why this product... As I told you before, I don't know why this product is even made.
What's the point?
Yeah, like if you make a beer, drink... Oh,
sorry.
Susie, stop it. Dude, Susie's going crazy nowadays.
She's a mother effer.
Yeah.
They're like, well, yeah, why make...
I'll probably finish it anyway.
A non-alcoholic like really... beer, essentially... What is the point of drinking beer if you're not, like, if you're going to drink beer?
Well, maybe some people like...
Like the taste,
well, I guess? Yeah, some people like taste of beer, but they don't want to, you know...
Get drunk. So. Fair play. I would just drink, like, root beer or something.
Yeah. Or I would just drink anything else but this.
Yeah.
So.
This? Okay. That's all I can say.
Yeah,
it's gonna stay over there.
Oh, give it a rating? Score. Yeah,
2.7
out of 10.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Is that too low? Because it's not like bad. So I guess like 4.4. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah, I guess that's rookie of me to make a second score. So I guess it's sticking. Like whatever I said, 2 point whatever. I guess it's sticking. Can't
well, you see, we are making our own.
Yeah, we do rules, our own thing.
So
we
don't it doesn't matter. Rules.
It's
it doesn't
a 4.4.
matter.
You're damn right. You're damn right, Edwards.
I give it. Yeah, I don't know if I can give it 5, honestly.
Yeah, it's tough, right? It's just not.
4 point.
It's not there.
4.8.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey. Like there's like if you are 3 and below, like. It's hard for me to drink, but it's not terrible.
Yeah.
With 2, it's I can't even drink this.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true.
I can drink this, but I don't see why. So.
Speaking of, let's get some pizza soon. Me and you.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Okay, weird, but yeah.
I haven't had pizza in a while. So let's the two of us.
By the way.
Sometime. Pizza.
Pineapple on pizza or not pineapple on pizza? We should discuss this because it's
vote
question of the world.
Vote.
Vote.
Comment below. Personally, I like it. I think it's good.
I think, well, personally, I love it, actually.
You love it?
Yeah. You remember when me and Tarek ordered
yes.
barbecue pizza
with shout pineapple?
Shout out to Tarek. And this one girl, by the way, beef with her. Oh, we haven't had podcast since, right? Or did we?
No, we haven't.
So this one girl, should we start beef?
Yeah.
Beef of the week.
Talk it.
Let's do it.
Talk beef of the week.
So I ordered pizza and I ordered barbecue pizza, but so you can put it like sides on it. Well, not sides, whatever. Yeah. What are they called? Ingredients? Like, not ingredients. Okay. Toppings. Okay, so, toppings. So I put pineapple topping on barbecue pizza.
That's very good. I like
which
that.
Is unbelievable, but for some people it might sound a little too much.
Yeah.
So I ordered this pizza with my friend, Mark
Tarquinio. Shout out. Shout out to him.
And so we did that and this girl he was talking to.
Oh yes, talking to mm-hmm.
just starts ripping me, dude. She's
that's
like
right.
Ew, who gets pineapple and barbecue pizza? Ew, you're gross. Like, listen, mind your own business first.
Mind
of all,
your beeswax,
right? Yes, yeah. Do it. Just
check yourself at the door.
Check yourself. And if I ever see you, I'm not gonna eat any barbecue pizza with you or any barbecue pineapple pizza with you. I'm
not eat with her anytime.
No, ever. I'm not even going to talk to her, dude. Like, why can't you? Don't even call me. Like, she makes it seem like a big deal. Like, listen, pineapple is great with pizza for some reason. And if you haven't had it yet, please just give it a try. I know it. For some people, it may sound like, oh my God, why do you put fruit on pizza? But listen, it just it's gives tasty. that fruit taste, and oh God damn it, I want pizza right
beef,
now.
Yes, see, told you, pizza this week. But Mike, beef to Mike's girlfriend.
Yeah, one of them.
Yes, one of his girlfriends. he loves his girlfriends, Michael. That speaking of that guy, Mike. We can decide if we want to keep the story in after, but that when he was here, we were hanging out, chilling, probably going to go to bed within the hour. You're eating pizza. Well, no, you pick up your pizza, and on the way back, people yelled to you.
Oh, that was great. This is great.
What did they say?
Well, girls. First of all, I don't know if it's 18 plus or not, but I'm just going to say that.
Just go for it.
Just like we. First of all, before we picked it up, we went to the car, and the car was by the other building, and these girls were dancing without her pants off on.
Wait, they were on or off?
No, they were off.
But her underwear.
Yeah, obviously, on. Like yeah. That's just too inappropriate. But she was dancing. I think this thing is called twerking.
The twerk, yes.
The twerk. It's a great dance. I mean, everyone twerks.
It's a wonderful move. Yeah, it's a great move. I enjoy it very much.
And we're just looking, and we're like, oh, yeah, good
nice,
dancer.
Nice twerking. Not bad.
You know what? You're a great dancer.
Yeah.
So we pick up pizza. Believe me or not, we still have the same spot because where we live, the spots get taken within like a couple
one
minutes.
One in a million.
We come back, we park it, and I throw a snowball.
Classic,
man.
Classic.
Just why not, right?
Let them know just what's up. Let them know you're there. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, they saw us. She was dancing all those moves, and those girls saw us like looking, so they started laughing. Oh my God! Oh my God! So yeah, I throw a snowball, and then
Mike and Tark.
Mike is like, Mike is like, he starts like, I guess.
Did he twerk back?
No, he didn't twerk back. And thank God. But he starts to scream, asking them for their contact information, right? Just because, why not? Because, listen, I want to learn how to twerk too, right? So we started like exchanging snaps, Instagrams, or whatnot. So everything actually goes well. I mean, you know, he is trying to be this wingman and stuff like that. He's trying
because he has a girlfriend.
Yeah, because he has a girlfriend for. But so he's just trying to be a wingman, but at the same time, he just wants to meet those girls too, right?
We got excited.
So we get excited, right?
Mm-hmm. We ever?
Oh my God, I got so excited.
We were excited.
So we're like, okay, we'll go. You know. Meet these girls and see what they're up to, right?
I showered. I got in the shower. I shampooed and everything.
Dude, I did everything that I would do before I go
out. I put cologne on.
Yeah.
Like legit.
Like we are ready to go. We're ready to rock. We're like, let's go. Let's do this thing.
We were hyped downstairs.
Yeah, we're hyped. We're dancing. Everything was going well. Like I was testing my moves.
I brought out the variety pack.
Yes.
We had options.
Yeah. Gushers?
Yeah, variety pack of gushers.
And
safe gushers.
So we go. Three dads. Conor McGregor. You know, he's
with a variety pack of condoms in pocket. Like, no joke. We were ready to work.
Whichever you
pick
want.
Your poison. We were ready to go.
So we just walk. We knock on the door. And guess what? Those girls are gone. They're gone to the party.
Yeah.
And this Mike Tark dude that was legit being so he like gave us this expectations. Yeah. He gave us like these fantasies and whatnot, and we just went, and they are gone.
We're gone.
So
they said we took too long.
The worst wingman in the league, probably
right now.
And he's up there. And
he's one of the bad ones,
Mike. Until you change my mind, you. It, you know, it hurt. It really hurt. It stings. Really it stung me in
stings
in my heart, in my head. I was like,
both
why
heads.
Did I do all of this? Yeah. It's like, imagine if you prepare for a game, you like eat before you nap, you like get to the rink, you stretch, you do everything, and then you get on the ice and there's no game.
Game's canceled.
Game's canceled.
You warm up like, your hips, you are stretching, you're doing band works, lateral band walks.
Yes, you are doing hip what bridges. Are they called? Hip bridges,
yeah. Glute activate bridges, the glutes. Please. Yeah,
glute bridges
all day. Yeah.
You know, you were just stretching, doing everything, and like you have this little stress inside, like a little like you're a little nervous.
You're a little nervous. Yeah, exactly.
Nervous. Why not? Woo! And you just like do everything. You overcome that.
Doing push-ups. Oh, we did curls too.
Oh yeah, we did curls. Yes,
we do our curls with a hockey stick.
We should actually show them in the vlog one day. Yes. Yeah.
Game day vlog. We'll do some like body curls to get pumped. But like that's for our veins. We want our veins to be shown. If we're walking over there, you know, we slide our jacket off.
Yeah.
And they're like,
T-shirt. Make sure you
the T-shirt method.
The T-shirt. But make sure also when you buy a T-shirt, if you do curls, get a size smaller or that is just perfect for you, because too big, you won't really see that.
You're not gonna see, you won't see definition.
Yes, exactly. You know? You won't.
And like if you have your veins popping, it adds to the flavor. And that's what we wanted. And apparently we took too long.
Yes.
So we did, maybe I could have went without showering, or maybe I could have went without the curls.
No, I couldn't went without curls. Curls is something. No, listen. If you go out or you go, you know, to on a date or whatever, we'll show you one day, maybe on the vlog, maybe
for a date.
Yeah, but we'll show you how to get jacked without
some good ideas. I gotta write these down.
Yeah, write down how to get jacked without using any curls. Home. What is it called? At home or like homemade or just without going to the gym. You got me. So
yeah, body weight.
Yeah, body weight.
Body weight.
Body weight. Actually, and very not nice. Our body weight. Yeah. Each other's
body weights. We squat each other too.
Yeah, I know. We're close. Yeah,
very close.
But yeah, we'll definitely talk about that. But yeah, so another beef, Mike. You got any
other beef? Yeah, no, for sure. But while we're on the topic of Mike, I just want to give him a quick shout out. He's on my workout program, and he's getting pretty strong. And he's a referee, aspiring referee. He's very good at what he does, too. He's a graceful skater out there.
We should really get him on the pod and talk about the referee.
We should have him on. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
And he's out there buzzing around. And he refs everywhere he can. He's actually going up a little bit. He does some juniors, does women's college.
NHL.
Yes.
NHL.
USPHL. Really, really.
USPHL. Does, yeah.
Or what is it now? The NA?
It's NCDC now.
NCDC, yeah. So he's coming up, but he was reffing a men's league last night, and there was a fight. A guy in their mid-30s beat up a 19-year-old on the ice, and he's breaking up the fight, so he pulls this 35-year-old off. His job. This is his job to pull him off. And this guy starts getting ballsy with Mike, and he starts offering Mike to fight Tark, and he face washes Tark. So Tark grabs him, spins him around, kicks the door open, throws him off the ice. the guy tripped on the board and fell, leaving the ice. So Tark texts me, and he's like, "You've created a monster with these workout programs." He's like, "I just overpowered a guy with 35-year-old dad strength." Good for you. That's awesome.
I don't know, dude. We need a little video proof because, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing Mike, too, there might be a chance that, you know, what could have happened was there was a little scrum. He got him. He helped him to get off the ice.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, oh, refs, you suck. And he just said, okay, please leave. So that's what happened. But yeah. But he obviously like made this huge up from a little.
He could have.
Yeah, he could have. But know, you know what, sure. Mike? If you didn't,
good for
great
you.
For you.
Good
great
for you.
Because if you didn't do that, I got to get on that program too.
But that's funny. It is a funny one. I do have a quick little beef. Well, overall, it's beef with the third floor here.
Yeah.
Because sure. I mean, I have a little beef with both of our other roommates up there right now.
Do you think what happened today was because of that? Because of the floor thing?
Do you think? He's like,
maybe
you guys are being too loud on there. And he comes at me.
I don't know.
Or
because I went to bed really early, so I wasn't loud. Yeah, but same, maybe same. They just,
same.
They are jealous that we like enjoy our talks.
I think he's there.
Right?
He was walking by.
No, he's downstairs. Yeah,
his jacket. No shaking.
Whatever.
But, yeah, go on there.
Okay, no, first of all, we live on the second floor,
yeah.
So people know. And we are four, and people live in the fourth floor. Well, people, our teammates.
Yes.
Live
on the
two of them.
People who are supposed to be our friends.
Well, they are our friends. Depends on the day also.
But, baby. Yeah, today, poor little me, out in the ice, you know, skating around up. And we're doing a tight 4-on-4 game in one zone, two nets, you know. And I grab the puck, and I'm skating through the middle. And Veli steps up and tries to open ice hit me. And he, if you know Veli, he's not an aggressive guy, you know. And I'm kind of caught by surprise. I kind of, you know, shake him off and go skating. And I'm kind of like, who was that? Like, who tried to open ice hit me? And I turn around, I'm looking, I'm like. It was Veli. Like, wow, I must have pissed him off. I don't know why. But beef. Open the floodgates.
Yes. He did. He did. Yeah, no.
No, but it's beef because of this reason. I don't care that anyone would try to hit me in practice. We're out there playing hockey. I don't give a shit. But I had hit him in practice before. And he was mad at me for like 3 weeks and didn't let it go. Really upset with me. And then he did that today. Is it payback? Is it, I don't know. But
I don't know.
Well, all I know is there's some, that's some tenderized,
you see, this is
seasoned,
you know,
beef.
I'm going to stay away from this, you know. This is your beef.
Stay out of this.
I'm going to stay out of this. But just, if you ever think of payback time, just don't hurt him, you know. Like,
yeah.
Just let him know. But
there, yeah. Let him know I'm there.
Yeah.
And
it's, yeah, because he didn't really try to hurt you.
He didn't hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was very harmless. It was. A little
it was actually surprisingly too harmless.
Yeah. It was he stepped in, kind of bumped him off and went away. But it was a surprise. I didn't expect it. That's
well, good for him though. Good
that's
him.
That. Yeah, I guess that's my beef.
Didn't also talk about, did we McGregor fight?
No, we should. That's something I wanted to talk about as well. Connor, sure, let's do it. We were hype. I'm diehard fan of him. You like him, but not nearly as much as I do. The fight, obviously, I'm assuming you guys saw it. The 42nd, what a performance! If you haven't seen like the show with Daniel Cormier, Detail, where he like breaks down fighters, he just released one about this fight, and like I thought it was like impressive, like, you know, from a non-fighter standpoint. I was kind of like, wow, that's, you just starch this guy. But he like explains the little things that he did in just that 40 seconds, and I actually thought it was pretty cool. I'll have to show you that.
Okay.
It was,
thanks for telling me this.
But it was very, it was actually cool. You kind of have a greater appreciation for what he did in just 40 seconds.
Yeah.
What did, were you excited about that as much as I was? I was kind of going nuts down there.
No.
I had a flag.
I don't know. No. Yeah. You were going nuts. But, no. Okay. Honestly, like, I am a huge McGregor fan, but at the same time, I'm kind of a like critic, you know, like I love everything about him. I love his shit talk. I love his how he dresses. I like how he performs because he's such a unique fighter, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was a huge fan until until he stopped fighting for these 3 years, you know, and it made me like question his like commitment to the sport.
Yeah.
Was he doing it just because?
No, I was questioning it.
You know, yeah. And because of that, like every time, like when we talk, I'm like, you know, chirping him, talking like a little smack. And because I found, because he left, I found my favorite fighter. And now my favorite fighter is Tony.
Tony, who's going
to beat the crap out of Khabib. He could. Hopefully.
He could. That's a tough fight for Khabib.
Yeah, it is a tough fight for Khabib. You know, that's the only thing why I just a little bit. But like whenever you say, like whenever I see McGregor fighting, it also excites me and it gets my
such a
heart rate going. It gets like everything. You
there's
know,
like, nothing like it, man.
I know. And you know what's like weird? You just like watch these prelims and you're like, oh, whatever. And then when McGregor comes, you're like, even though I'm like, like I don't really care, but I'm like, I really want him to win deep inside because he's such a like icon.
Susan is all over us today.
So yeah, and then so what happened was he beat the crap.
He really did.
And I was also mad about that because I wanted to see a little fight.
Yeah, I mean, so. Cowboy's a G, man. Like that guy's the man too. So it's like tough, like. I'm a fan of Cowboy.
He's a G, but at the same time, like, dude, he lost his last.
He's
like 8 of 10 fights.
He's been struggling. No, he lost his last 2. He is it 8 of 10? He had some good wins. Like that's the thing. He had some legitimate wins at 170 against some like real 170ers.
Well, it was like 3 years ago at least. Yeah,
dude.
Who did he beat?
Mike Perry. Like Mike Perry's nails. And he choked him out. Like he's had some legitimate wins at 170, is what I'm saying. So you can't argue that McGregor can fight at 170 now, which is crazy. Because beforehand he was a little chunky coming up to 170. It wasn't so natural for him. He looked jacked. Like it looked normal. He was like, it looked like his a solid weight for him, which it wasn't like that when he fought Diaz. So I think that's cool. You look him up, his
So,
recents.
So,
you want me to do that? It's sure.
No, I see it. But so he lost to McGregor. He lost Gaethje. To Fergie and Gaethje.
Gaethje starched
19,
him.
And he beat this Al Quinta. I don't even
know. Al Quinta. He's good.
He's good, but his record. Well, Alexander Hernandez. That's like a new guy, right?
I think so.
Yeah, he was. So he beat him, but then again, he like lost to Leon Edwards.
That guy's nasty.
Yeah.
Leon Edwards, he's fighting Woodley next.
Yeah, I know.
Did Leon Edwards finish him?
No, decision.
Probably. See, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
because that's really a legitimate title contender. Like he's ranked like 3 or something.
And yeah, he beat Mike Perry in first round, probably
so
by kick.
Like, that's what I mean. Like you can't. He submitted him. Like you can't argue McGregor fighting at 170 anymore. Like he looked
117,
good.
Obviously. Yeah, I mean, you see, like this is really interesting. You know why? I think, honestly, I think he's just getting old, and that's why he's losing. But
Cowboy,
yeah, because Cowboy is 36-14-0.
A lot of fights, man.
But listen to this, George, or not George? George Masvidal.
Jorge
Masvidal, 35-13.
I know.
Almost same exact record. But Masvidal is this big star now because he...
Because of the 2 knockouts.
Yeah, because of 2 knockouts.
Till and Askren.
Cerrone is nothing. So this is... at the end of the day, it is also like one of these... one of these like...
Well, you can't say he's nothing. Like he has a lot of fans. He has over a million followers on social media and stuff. Cowboy.
No. I didn't say he's nothing. But I'm just saying this... Oh, no. Like I didn't... No. I didn't say he's nothing. I wanted to say it's nothing, but... Also a luck game because, dude, if you like beat these 2 hosses,
yeah,
like you are everything. Like in a sport like this, dude,
yeah.
if you get your shot and you
it's
win,
interesting.
you like just go from like 0 to 100 real quick because Masvidal, even though he was nasty, people are like, oh, okay, whatever. But now he
had a perfect 3 previous fights. For him.
Yes, exactly. And I'm honestly, I didn't know much of him before, and I just really want to see how he lost, because
I didn't either.
Right, well, now, looking at his three fights that I saw, decisions. I was like,
he's a beast.
What?
Decisions. Yeah. So he loses decisions. His wrestling isn't super, but it's not terrible. I think, but so here's the thing. He's losing the fight to Till, and then all of a sudden Till starts getting sloppy and he just knocks him into another universe. Like one punch. It was crazy. And like, I don't know. It's almost kind of like he had that lucky puncher's chance against Till.
Yeah.
Because like Till cut all that weight he shouldn't have been cutting. It was bad for him. But like, just drops Till out of nowhere. So I'm like, who the fuck is Jorge Masvidal? He's Kimbo's boy, like street fighting and everything. Yeah. Like back. So I got really into him. And like, I'm a fan now. But the Askren one, he landed the flying knee. And if he had missed the flying knee, he's losing that fight because he's getting wrestle fucked for 5 rounds. And I know you don't, like, you don't really know Askren well. Like, you're not
no,
that into
him. I didn't know his history. I know that he's a great, like, against Robbie Lawler. He did really good. Yeah, he did really good. But at the same time, dude, like...
He's beat some, like, legitimate strikers because of how good his wrestling is.
Like who?
Like, the guy's in, fuck, what's his name? He was a Bellator champ. And then he was the ONE champ. But he beat,
I just think, dude, like, I know wrestling and stuff.
No,
like
no,
that,
no.
Dude,
I know.
That guy's.
If they're standing, he's losing that fight.
He lost to like a regular dude after.
Well, that's a bad matchup for him because it's a submission artist, like a jiu-jitsu artist. Douglas Lima. He beat Douglas Lima, who's legitimate beast. Like, but like Jorge, about Jorge Masvidal is like, he would outstrike Askren all day, but like Askren has a good chin. That flying knee was insane and it knocked him out.
Yeah.
He would wrestle him, so he would out wrestle him for
five. No.
Like if they had that fight 10 times, I'd say Askren wins 7.
Well, maybe, yeah. I guess because at the end of the day, yes.
But it worked out for
wrestling. Wrestling beats striking, especially in this game.
He's just his striking so bad that it's not enough for the UFC be a champion. But like, that was another example of like Jorge having that perfect shot, and then all of a sudden he gets this big money fight with Diaz, BMF, and now he's probably gonna have the title fight. And it's not like he starched through like Covington or Woodley, you know what I mean? He just got the hype train, had some big wins, and now he's going, which is cool. Good for him. Good for him. I also, while we're on the topic of fighting, let's laugh about the Jake Paul fight. that dude, Anderson Gibb, was in like a squat position, like doing a crab walk.
Dude, I just don't understand. Like, I don't understand. Like, even, dude, when you, first of all, I think I'm pretty disappointed, I guess, about his coach. Because, dude, if you're a coach and you see this guy coming in the first day and doing this, you're like, listen, kid.
Don't fight.
Don't fight.
But it's money.
Yeah.
And that's how that kid cared about, obviously.
100%. But money, not only money, it's promotion.
Yeah.
And,
true.
And obviously, like, I think it's more of promotion than money because obviously, like, he wanted to put his name up there because I never knew about him. But, dude, it's just like, I mean, I don't want to also, like, I don't want to, like, talk shit about, like, Jake Paul because obviously he won and I don't know how I would do. But, dude, like, it just seemed such a, like, amateur fight. I feel like they legit put, like, 3 months of, like, actual training. Like, I feel like in three months you can learn positioning. You can learn landing shots. This guy came out like he's fighting for the first time ever in his lifetime. He goes like this, puts his head up, and squats for his. You know why his legs gave up? Because he did like 30 body squats in the first round.
And then he was getting hit, and he's like, "Oh, my legs." Yeah, that was a bad one. Jake he did get better. Like compared to his Deji.
No, his technique was actually starting to look. His power
was better. Yeah, he was snapping it off.
It was looking like an actual.
He looked pretty good.
Yeah, he looked pretty good, but at the same time, he didn't. I feel like his reaction really wasn't there. Maybe it's because of experience.
Yeah, I don't know if he can beat KSI.
No way. And dude, did you see this guy Eddie Hearn?
He said he was better.
He said he hits better. He's better than Logan. No,
he
hits
harder.
Not.
He does not hit harder.
Yeah, he hits harder. I'm sorry, but no, in the hell he hits harder.
Logan had every tool in the book to beat KSI.
I still believe he lost because he said. It was so dumb for him to say, "Oh, I sneezed three times," because now everyone made a meme and everyone thinks that. But if he actually said, "Hey, like I think I'm sick. I was sick at the fight and stuff like that." If he said it like a little bit more professional, just
wasn't feeling himself.
Because remember, like when we were watching, I don't know if I told you, but I was like, "Hey, dude, like he doesn't like really seem like him. He just like seemed like a little tired, maybe a little gassed
he wasn't
for some reason."
Throwing, dude, he just wasn't throwing the right hand.
And same as Woodley. Remember Woodley fought?
He was having a bad day.
Yeah, Usman. Because dude, every person in this world is gonna have a bad day. Like when you play, you're going to have a bad day. You can't move your feet. You can't stick handle. You can't do that. And you can't avoid it. All you can do is make sure that you stay consistent because consistency is the key. But when he came out, dude, he just like, he legit looked sick. His eyes were like red and stuff like that. So he could have legit killed him.
Like the one time he threw his right hand, he knocked him down. Like, dude, maybe throw the right
hand. No, but that's why I feel like he didn't feel himself. So he thought if he's going to throw it too much because it's really heavy, he's just going to get really gassed.
Yeah, well, he messed up. The only reason he lost is because he chose not to. Like, he held back.
Yeah.
He didn't fight.
No, he did. And from my experience, like I can say that, like, in hockey, like there's sometimes that like I just feel so bad that like I'm trying to go or do something, but I'm like getting gassed. My fucking nothing is working.
Yeah, it happens. just quick on Logan Paul, I just want to say I am a fan now of his, but also I'm pissed at him right now for he's dating Josie right now, and I'm a diehard Mike Studd fan, and that was Mike Studd's girl for like 4.5 years.
Yeah, beef of the week.
That's another beef. I'm a little upset with Logan for dating her, but that's
and whatever. Also, speaking of Jake Paul, if you want to fight me,
let's do the thing.
Let's do it.
Yo, Gib. Okay. You want this smoke?
The quick money, quick paycheck.
God.
Yo, Jake, if you want to do something,
listen.
I can listen. You can practice for months. I'll practice for a week and we'll see how it goes. I don't say that I'm good at it, but I feel like because we are athletes, because I have hit some bags, and because I just think I just you know, more of an athletic background, because if we are athletes, like you might do a lot of things the same. And I took boxing classes for a month once.
I think that Gib was so bad that we could step in there right now. Not train a day and knock him out.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think so too.
He was so bad.
Yeah, actually, never mind. I'm taking that back. I would need to really practice with Jake.
Yeah,
but Gib, dude, I could squat with him too all day.
Like, I could legit squat. You just jab him in the face. I don't know. Whatever. But that maybe one day we'll scrap them. Who knows?
Yeah, hopefully.
YouTubers, you know. Let's go. The next topic, I think we just have to touch on this because it was such a big thing, is our dude, Kobe Bryant. RIP to Kobe. And I know I want you to talk about it because you were very, like, diehard Kobe fan growing up, you know. What'd you think?
I actually stopped really thinking about it, obviously, because like it kind of settled down. But
yeah,
no, I was actually really bummed out. It was it was like losing someone close, even though you never kind of knew him, you know?
Yeah.
It was just like...
It's weird.
You, as I told you before, like I legit bought my first basketball because like I knew only him. I didn't know anyone else before. Like I was like maybe 8, 9 years old. I knew of Kobe. I wanted to be him. I wanted Kobe 7 shoes. There's like Kobe's, no, it's not 7, Kobe, like whatever shoes, right?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be him. Every time I'm sure as you guys did too, like when you shot, when you shoot, you know, you do this and you scream Kobe.
Kobe.
Like everything, like his inspiration, his, you know, every time I play basketball, like every time I play hockey, I want to be, let's say, back then I wanted to be Alex Ovechkin.
You want the Mamba mentality.
Mentality.
Jeez.
And every time I play soccer, I want to be like Ronaldo or Messi. Uh-huh. And every time I play basketball, which I played a lot actually growing up, I wanted to be Kobe Bryant. And I always like was learning his shots, watching his videos, watching his motivational videos.
He's very motivational.
And just the fact that his daughter was there too.
That makes it so much sadder. Worse. Like, that is terrible.
We found out.
and we played some sad music on that speaker.
And I legit played sad music for the rest of the day.
You were in it deep.
Yeah.
That was like me with Juice WRLD. I was in it deep. For me, like I wasn't huge basketball fan, say, growing up. So like I wasn't like a big Kobe Bryant like fan growing up, but like in the last like I don't know 5 years or so, like all over Twitter there would be like videos popping up of him talking motivational, just like giving life advice, and he became an inspiration and motivation for me that way. And like so I thought he had a lot of things going in that direction. I thought that was really cool. And it's weird because he's just a legend of a sport and inspiration to everyone. So yeah, that's sucks. That's sad. Did you see the comedian Ari Shafir or whatever?
No.
You didn't see it? The video, and I might have to just pull it up. I don't know. He had a video of he was literally like, he pretty much said like he's happy because Kobe's dead. He like raped some girl back in the day, and he's like, haha, Kobe's goner. Like, said shit like that,
right.
And people are in an uproar about it on YouTube. It's fucked up.
This guy. Kind of
yeah, it's really fucked up. I didn't see anything good about it, and people are like all talking about it. I'm like, dude.
No, the worst part is like people are bringing these accusations that happened like legit, like 20 years ago when he was youngster. Like, relax. Like everyone was young and everyone did things, but like just. Shut the hell up. The guy is a legend. Like, you will never be like one like him. So
yeah, I guess he was trying to be funny or like get attention to
no,
him.
No, because actually, Belly was once telling me about this guy that whenever tragedy happens, he's a comedian. Whenever like any tragedy happens, he goes and jokes about tragedy, but he's not joking about like people that died, but jokes about like for example, let's say, oh, they should make these helicopters better or planes better, and like jokes about like these things. And every time people get mad, he says like, I never joke about like people deaths. I joke about the actual accident and how we should prevent this or stuff like that. So
yeah
I don't know the guy's name though.
But this was a bit much. Let me see if this is it. Freaking, this new ad is terrible. The freaking main one, Power Lines. You get this?
No.
It's awful.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get it now that we talked about it.
Oh, country. Pain in the world. It's always a bunch of terrible stories. And every once in a while, there's a good story. A good story comes out. A guy who got away with rape got his today.
Kobe Bryant is a god. I'm here in Charlotte. Home of the team that originally drafted him. Maybe he wouldn't have raped that chick in Denver if he'd stayed in Charlotte with the Hornets. But anyway, the point is, dude, it's like, as I know, there's It's fucked up, right?
Well, what's his name?
Ari Shaffir. It's some fucked up shit. also, a funny thing, kind of funny, that happened with the Kobe thing. Did you think that news reporter said the N-word?
Oh, no.
That was, I can't believe people are giving her shit about
no,
that.
No, I just don't understand.
Like, she clearly was like about to say the Knicks.
Yeah.
And then like stopped and said.
Lakers?
Yeah. And like went to say Lakers. And that, and she said like Nakers or whatever she was saying. Or maybe she said the Nih part of Knicks.
Yeah.
And then said like the Acres or whatever, and it sounded a lot like it, but obviously that wasn't. We're just trying to say that was brutal. Poor lady.
Yeah, she probably got fired after.
Yeah,
that.
She got a lot of hate. That sucks. Let me see. We could end it if we have any questions, and we could end it with that.
Yeah,
is it? Let's see. Let's see.
Susie.
Oh, someone, I just want to give this. Someone shouted out about us and like said we inspired him to do something with his class in school. And they're like a big fan of the podcast, like a teacher.
So what, like fail the class? Get the C?
Yeah. What's a pretty unique, this is Zachary Grego. What's a pretty unique team bonding activity? Trying to schedule something new with the boys. Love the podcast. Love to hear from you guys on the podcast. Team bonding activity. I'm sorry if you smell that. Like, that was terrible.
You did that?
Yeah. What's a pretty unique team bonding activity?
Eat beans together.
Eating beans together. Exactly.
Yes.
Eating beans together is always a good bonding activity, or honestly just literally getting the team together. I think maybe doing some type of like sport or some shit like activity together brings the boys together. But just getting the time, getting the team together, bonding.
Yeah, no, I feel like like bowling or like do some cool, you know.
Trampoline.
Even, dude, remember we used to do movie nights?
Movie nights is great.
Yeah, it's great. Like, things like that. And obviously, you know what I learned about team bonding? You can never satisfy everybody because someone is always going to bitch.
They don't want to.
Someone's going to be like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Like, everyone has different interests and stuff like that. But, like, if you're a team player, you're going to take it because you want to spend the time with the boys and stop bitching about, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that. Listen, like, if you're one of the boys, you will do everything with the boys together. Laser paintballing.
Trampoline park,
movie nights with the boys. Like, for example, on Tuesdays, we have $5
movie nights.
Just do that,
popcorn.
Maybe.
Popcorn.
share popcorn together.
Yeah, exactly.
And bowling and just everything. Yeah. I mean, find something fun to do or maybe you can just even not spend money. You can go to rec center
that we have.
I don't know if you guys have. And play some basketball like we did.
Ping pong. For the non-basketball
players.
Hot tub. Pool volleyball.
Oh, hot
tub. That was
tub,
a fun time. Pool volleyball.
Time.
It was very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anything like that. And I hope that helped. Ben Lestage. What's up, Pat and Ed? You always wonder this. Does the team pay for your hockey equipment, or do you buy them yourselves and just don't get crazy and just get a crazy discount? No. So where every team has a sponsor, so like all the equipment, like we have Warrior and they're like the team budget pays for our equipment, and then there's like so many guys in the team that are allowed to use off-branded sticks, but no, we don't pay for that. If we wanted to use, say, another company's shin pads other than Warrior, we would have to buy those. I don't know if that's a rule everywhere, but that's how it is here. So it's Warrior shin pads or you buy.
Yeah. Also to to continue on this topic, Ben, I could like name some leagues that you would stop paying for equipment, and one of those being like USHL, obviously. Mm-hmm. USHL gives you all the gear, usually depends also on the team. Some null teams I heard that give something, but the higher, I guess the higher you go, the higher step you're taking, the more you're gonna get for free. Yeah. And now, like, obviously, you know, we get gear because it's also a team issue. We need to wear the same gear, mm-hmm, together. As Patty said, we need to have, like, our sponsors, team sponsors, Warrior and New Balance. So we get those things for free. But as you said, some guys get off-branded sticks like Bauer, CCM,
yeah,
etc.
Not our brand or whatever. Yeah. Sup, boys, from Alex Manny. Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. Manny. He's been listening to the pod. Appreciate that. My question is, how did you guys get to the level you're playing right now? I've been trying to go to Sweden, play there. I played in Iceland, U16. So if you want our full stories, we did an episode. It's on my Pat Shea channel. It's the second episode, or you can hear the audio version, obviously, on any streaming platform. But we discussed our full stories of how we got here, because it's a very timely topic. We won't dive too much into it right now, but I can link that episode for you and you can check that out, and we can show you. We both gave our stories of how we got to be.
Yep.
So, yeah. I think that's it. That's all we got on the YouTube. Next time we'll do a Instagram
here,
thing too. Oh, shoot. Good eye. Good eye, bro. Did you ever receive offers from D1 colleges or major junior teams or other D1 colleges? For me, I was when I was still at Marshfield High, I had Maine offer me, and they were the only school at the time interested, and I felt that was cool that they were so what's the word? That they did that while I was still at public high school, and I decided that I would commit there. So that was my first offer, and I committed to my first offer. So that was for me. I don't know if you want to.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know. I did have other offers from D1, and I actually, it's funny. I probably never told you this, but I was actually really into going major junior as well. Yeah. After Beantown Classic as well. So I got actually I got an offer from Moncton Wildcats that I turned down.
Hell yeah.
But I was trying to decide, because at the time I also like, I kind of wanted, you know, make some money, I guess, and stuff like that. So it was a good way to make some cash. It wasn't a lot anyway. But I feel like also when you get to a certain level, or you know, when schools start looking at you, at least, I mean, I think it happens for everybody, but when someone jumps in and offers you, other schools are like, oh shoot, we probably should offer him too. Probably he's pretty, like, other schools saw something in him, so we should probably talk to him too. And for you, it happened different because you were really young when you did that. Younger, but I'm 100% sure, like, if you didn't commit and if you played good in KUA and stuff, and like when one school offers you, people start jumping in, and people are like, oh, you know what? We should probably offer him too. So, I don't want to talk about other Division I schools, because it's just like not.
We chose here.
Yeah, we chose here. So all what matters is how we got here. So
for major junior, I never even entertained the idea, because my brother went that route, and he did not, I guess, have a great experience with it. Didn't recommend it. My dad didn't want to send me there after the way it went with him. So I never even entertained that idea. Yeah. I do want to have at some point, I guess maybe in the summer I could do it. I want to have a little sit down with my brother on the podcast and compare college to major junior. I think that'd be a fun topic. But I think that wraps it up for today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel or the Apple podcast. Download it. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you're listening. We appreciate you guys. But that's it. All right. Take care, guys. Bye. I was alone there. I was alone.
Bye.
No. Don't even say it. I'm going to say it by myself now. Okay. Bye. Way to just fucking end on a bad vibe like that. Yeah. You just made...
You're so quick. You're like, I don't know what I'm saying, but like, yeah. Like,
okay,
yeah,
do you want to redo it? Yes, you want to do it?
No.
You want to redo it?
Let's
redo it. All right? All right, guys. Sorry for being so quick on that last goodbye. But that wraps it up. I'll see you guys next time on Behind the Cage. Bye. Is that... Is that better?
Yeah.
Is that good?